Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey Kelly, it's Tyler.
Hey Tyler.
Hey, we just got that submitted over to underwriting. I just had to confirm two quick things here. Did you guys have that loan still out, or did you pay it off? I thought you said you had paid it off, but it's sounding like
no.
You might still have it.
We still have it out there.
How much is? What's the current balance on that?
The current balance is $51,500. And I told you I was looking for a loan to pay that off and also get some extra capital. And I did, I think when we were talking about that, you and I were just talking about capital. So you were aware of that.
Correct. I was aware of that, but I was under the impression there that you guys had paid, I thought you guys said you had paid that off in the past because it was such a high rate, you wanted to get rid of it. Maybe I misunderstood.
Well, we do. Yeah, you did misunderstand. Because I did tell you, so that's why I thought we were okay to going forward. I have been looking for a loan to replace that one. Because we just got that one. It's only been a couple months, but I know it's a very high loan, and it did help us out. But it's also smart to get out of that loan and get into a better one. And so that's what I was looking to do.
Okay. So if you can send me the current balance there on that, we can see what we can do there for that. They just need to see a current balance for what you guys have on that loan. Is that something you can get a hold of here fairly quick, just like a current statement on it?
I don't know how to do that, but I could look into that. I could. Let me look into that.
Okay, if you can do that, and then I noticed here, you guys,
we've made two payments, and so let me tell you also. Let me just tell you something else. So I've been talking to other people about loans besides yourself,
mm-hmm.
and so I have secured another loan to take over and is a better interest rate, and we'll cover that loan. But again, we're still paying that $50,000 off. It's just with a different company, and we don't have that high interest rate.
So I have
two secured
loans?
That, but I yes. Well, no, one is going to replace the other one.
So what one are you trying to replace with us then? I'm a little confused now.
With you, I was getting working capital, and when we talked about this from the very beginning, I told you this, so I thought that we were on the same page, you and I just discussed working capital beyond the 50. So any working capital that would be, because we do have the $50,000 loan that we do have,
okay,
and we still will have it. If you guys decide to move forward and provide us some loan, some funds as well, but we do have that $50,000 loan that we do have. I've just got us into. I will be paying that off in a week, and I'll be into another loan. It'll be the same thing, but it'll be the better interest rate and something that we can handle. And
okay, so the new loan won't take effect here for another like week or two. You said.
A couple days, probably. A couple days.
Okay.
I assume it'll take me a week to get everything where I pay one off. And,
Okay.
But,
okay.
And you were calling me at the same time, and that's why, I was in full disclosure telling you that we have and that we're high interest rate. And so, so that's what we're doing. So we have that loan. It's on the books, and it's still going to be on the books. It's just going to be through a different company who we've got better interest rates. And so we're back on track with the
okay, okay.
But I was still looking for some working capital. It doesn't have to be that amount.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what we wanted, what we need to do business and where we're at. There's a lot of great things going on, and the funding has definitely helped us. And so, but that's what is going on. So you guys would be an additional loan.
Okay.
Well, you'd be in addition to what we already have. So basically what we have is not going to change other than the fact that in the long run, the money we're paying back is going to be less.
Okay. Okay.
So we're in the same situation we were when you and I started talking. So in knowing
Perfect.
That, I thought we understood each other, but in clarifying that with you, you know, if that changes things, you know, let me know. Or, you know, even if you can provide a little bit of funding, anything would help to help us have more working capital.
Okay.
And if we can't move forward, I understand that as well.
Yeah, definitely. So all we need then is just the current balance there, like I said, on the current loan, just so we know what you're working with. If we want to push for a secondary position, I noticed that you guys had put that you guys do take credit cards there for payment. Is that correct at your business?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so when I went to underwriting, I spoke to the VP. They said if you can provide the 4 months of merchant statements, you just put the... Let me pull up the app. I believe you guys put the name and when you started doing it, but you didn't provide the actual amounts. That's going to help tremendously on the amount that we can get you, just because that's not going to show up there on the bank statements. So if we can get that on the merchant side, it's going to help tremendously on the amount of capital that we can get you. But those are the two things that we're...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but the application that you gave me, I did put the information on there, so you do have what you want. I can get the statements for that as well. Is that what you...
Yeah, we just need the statements. I see the numbers here that you have. We just need the physical statements with it, and then we can actually get you a much, much better approval there.
Okay, so I need to send you the last 4 months of our credit card statements, right?
Correct, yeah, 4 months.
You already have our bank statements.
Yeah, bank statements are good. Everything's good there. It's the 4 months of bank merchant statements, the statements themselves. And then if you can hunt down just like a basic, should have just like a one-page summary of whatever the loan you currently have, like a beginning balance, current balance, and then like whatever your payment structure is. If you can get those two things to me, then we should be able to work with an approval here and see what we can do for you.
Okay. I'll look for that and get that ready for you. But just to tell you outwardly, the loan is one of those payday loans, which I've never had before. So it's something I've learned through the process. So basically, they're at 94% interest. So we've made two payments on it. So we still pretty much owe the full amount.
Okay.
But I'll get you any information that will help you see that.
Perfect, perfect.
So I'll work on that this. Well, it's 10:30 here, but it's a little later there. So you're at 12:30, so you're going to go to lunch, right?
Oh, no, we're in San Diego as well. We're right there with you.
Oh, you're in San Diego?
Yeah.
I've been talking to so many people this week, I don't even know my own name. You just told me you're in San Diego. I'm so sorry, Tyler.
No, you're good. Okay. You're good.
All right. I haven't had my coffee yet, so let me go get my coffee, and I'll get on that for you, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good. If you do have any questions, just give me a call, okay?
All right, thank you.
Sounds good. Okay. Bye.
Bye.